Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Welcome back to the People Processes Podcast, where we delve deep into the mechanisms that shape your business and your workforce. I'm Rami Alagil, CEO of People Processes, and today we're addressing a critical update that has stirred the business community. The Federal Trade Commission's recent decision to ban most non-compete clauses. The rule marks a profound change, not just for workers, but for you, the business owners, who strive to protect the sanctuaries that you've built. Non-compete agreements have long been a tool for businesses to safeguard their interests, ensuring that the investment in employee training, knowledge of sensitive information, and crucial business strategies don't walk out of the door with departing employees. These clauses have helped maintain competitive advantages and stabilize investment in employee development. However, the FTC's new rule is set to change this dynamic fundamentally. Let's unpack what this means. With this ruling, the vast majority of workers will no longer be bound by non-competes. This includes everyone from your mid-level managers to your frontline employees, who you've trained from the ground up. The FTC argues this will increase wage mobility and foster competition and unleash the economy. But there's a flip side, which many of you are undoubtedly pondering. Imagine you've invested heavily in training a team of skilled technicians or a group of innovative marketers. Previously, a non-compete might have ensured that they wouldn't immediately turn around and take their newly honed skills, or worse, your trade secrets and clients, to a direct competitor. Now, that safeguard is largely removed. This could potentially lead to a hesitancy in making deep investments in employee development, knowing that the ROI might just walk out the door. And what about the relationships your employees build with your clients? These relationships are often the backbone of a company's success. Without non-compete, there's a real risk that departing employees could take the valuable clients with them to a new employer, directly impacting your business and its growth and its ability to continue on and invest in additional employees. There's another layer here. There's an exemption for senior executives. Yes, if you're a policymaker, someone who sets policy in the organization, earning over $151,164 annually, non-competes can still apply. But this covers a minuscule fraction of the workforce. What does that mean for the rest of your team, the core drivers of your day-to-day operations? Not good. While this rule aims to empower workers and boost the economy, it introduces significant challenges for you as business owners. The balance between protecting your business and complying with the new regulations is going to be more delicate than ever. I don't normally have strong opinions on regulation, and in this case, I'm not a huge fan. But it is the reality and it is what you're going to have to deal with. So let's talk about what you can do. It's crucial to explore other protective measures. Non-solicitation agreements are not illegal. Confidentiality agreements are not illegal. Trade secrets are, by definition, covered by your employment arrangement. But they're very difficult to enforce. So you want to think a lot about non-solicitation and confidentiality agreements. They're going to become your new best friends. They can help protect your client relationships and your proprietary information, albeit to a much lesser extent than non-competes. And let's not forget the importance of building a workplace culture that employees don't want to leave. Engagement, satisfaction, loyalty, and compensation can be powerful tools in retaining talent. Before we wrap up, there's an important consideration to address regarding the FTC's new rule. Many of you are likely wondering about the legal robustness of this rule. Given its significant impact, it's almost certain that the rule will be challenged in court. Organizations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have already signaled their intent to sue, arguing that such sweeping changes overstep the FTC's authority. While these legal challenges might offer a glimmer of hope to those of you who favor non-compete clauses, it is crucial to approach this with caution. Betting on an injunction or a court ruling to overturn the FTC's decision is a risky strategy. Legal battles can drag on for years, and there's no guarantee of success. The initial enforcement of the rule could still go into effect, and relying on a court to invalidate it later or an election to change the government's position could leave your business exposed and unprepared if that challenge fails. So, what should you do? It's wise to begin planning as if the rule will be enforced as scheduled. That means reviewing your current employment agreements, understanding the exemptions, strengthening other areas of your contractual relationships with employees, like those non-solicitation and confidentiality agreements we talked about earlier. At the same time, stay informed, keep an eye out on the legal proceedings. Work with your legal counsel to monitor developments and understand how any potential legal victories or setbacks might affect your strategy moving forward. Of course, like and subscribe here, and we'll keep you updated as well. This dual approach ensures you're not caught off guard. It allows you to protect your business interests proactively while keeping an eye on the legal landscape. Adaptability, coupled with informed strategic planning, will likely be the key to navigating this significant change. As always, I'm here, and we're here to provide insights and updates on these critical issues. Thank you for tuning into the People Processes podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment with your thoughts or questions below. If you're currently bound by a non-compete and you feel like this is an amazing thing for your career and for the overall economy, tell me about it below. If you're a business owner, very concerned about how this is going to work, tell me the story below. Ask your questions. I've answered every comment for the last 2 years on this channel, and I'd be happy to continue doing so. Together, we can tackle these challenges head on, ensuring our businesses not only comply, but thrive in this new regulatory environment. Now it's time for you to go out there, get your work done, and get to work. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.